Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
If you have eloped, if you ever eloped, because this is the time of year now that we start to get the emails from virtual listeners that are getting married and that are so frustrated by the whole process that they seriously are starting to consider just taking off, going to Vegas, doing something in the Bahamas, just get up and go and deal with the ramifications of it later on.
Yeah, let the florist keep the deposit and get out of there.
And if it was one email that we got or two emails that we got, I probably would just sort of blow it off. But this is the time of year, I guess, because everybody's getting married now and those pressures are intense. People are seriously thinking about taking off.
Isn't it June and October? Like, aren't those big wedding months?
Yeah, I think so.
So this would be the October round of people who are like, uh-uh. They maybe just went to all the June weddings.
Right.
And were like, I don't want to deal with that.
So I'm curious if you eloped, if you were giving advice to others, would you endorse it or would you say, it was the biggest mistake of my life? My family was so pissed that I shouldn't have done it.
So elope means like you can plan to elope. Right?
You're taking off. I mean, for me, a classic elopement is you're leaving and no one really knows about it. You just take off, you go to Vegas, and then when you come back, you say, hey, let's do something now, but I got to let you know that we got married in Vegas over the weekend, or we went to Mexico, or we planned it ourselves, never told you guys about it, and
gotcha.
Now we're back.
Okay. And it doesn't mean like, hey, I just met you in a bar at 2:00 in the morning, No. We're getting flights to Vegas, and going to go tie the knot.
No.
This is the person you are engaged to.
Right.
And you could certainly understand why. How much it costs now to get married? $28,800.
That's the average from last year.
And
so it's just going up from there.
By 2012, experts are predicting that's going to go to over $31,000. So I can understand financially why you'd want to do it also.
It's a brand new car.
Yeah.
Could be two brand new cars. Or a brand new car and two tanks of gas.
Anna has eloped before. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Give us the definition of you eloping.
Us eloping. My husband and I actually just went to the courthouse, did something small, and had a party at home with a couple of close friends and went to Discovery Cove, and that was eloping. My parents gave us money and friends kind of gave us money, but it was so much easier than actually going out and getting married and planning and stress and all that fun stuff.
Did everybody know, though, you were going down to the courthouse to get married?
No.
Okay, that's what we're looking for here. All right, so you guys, the stress was just getting to you guys, and you're like, forget it.
Yeah, we just said, you know what, let's just call it a day, and we kind of looked at each other at the same time and said, you know what, that's just too low. And so we did it about 6 months earlier than we were supposed to get married and eloped and called it a day.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because my sister's gone through it, and she actually lives in Kansas, and we had the wedding in Atlanta, and it was just so much stress, and the stress of my friends and everybody that has gone through, you know, planning a wedding, I just don't think it's worth it.
How did your parents react once you told them that you were already married?
They knew. My parents knew that I was getting married. I just didn't tell friends and family because once we start involving everybody, it's, okay, well, we'll come to the courthouse. Okay, well, we'll come to the courthouse. And it was just, instead of hurting feelings, we told my parents, told my sisters, and did that.
Did he tell his parents, too?
His parents are both dead.
Oh.
Who was most mad at you?
My best friend.
Really? She wanted to be part of it?
Yeah, but she was in the Air Force, and she was already gone, but she wanted to be... You wanted to be a part of it, and that's the whole part of, you know, the wedding. But it gets too crazy, and tossing out the money. And my parents actually gave us a lump sum, like a check, and just said, thank you so much for not involving stress, and here's some money, and called it a day.
So, yes, you would endorse eloping.
Yes. Okay. I would tell everybody it's a heck of a lot easier. Save your money. And, I mean, that day goes by so quick. I know that it's every little girl's dream, but once you go through the stress and the day goes by so quickly, you're kind of like, oh, well, that's it.
Thank you for calling. Rachel's eloped and no one knew about it. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
How long ago was this?
I eloped in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it again. I think it was a lot easier. I went to the courthouse and didn't tell anybody about it. You have to put an address down. And I put my parents' address down because I was living with them at the time. And they sent the marriage license to my parents' house. Oops. And that's when everyone found out.
Oh, so they found out before the wedding or after?
It was after. Yeah. But we didn't tell anyone that we got married.
Why
not?
It was
a few weeks. We weren't ready to tell everyone.
You were scared.
Yeah.
Do they not like him?
What?
Do they not like him?
Well, not anymore. We're actually divorced.
How long did the marriage last?
3 years.
And was part of the reason why you guys got divorced because your parents did not get along with him?
No, he was in the military, and it was not something we could handle.
So. All right. So even looking back at it, the marriage didn't work. But as far as eloping, if somebody came to you and asked you for advice, would you say yes, go ahead and do it?
Absolutely. It was so much easier. And like after it was over, I mean, it felt so great. Like you still feel like, you know, you're married. It feels great. But I would definitely do it again.
I can't really find anybody that says don't do it.
Really?
Yes. Hey, Barbara, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, I eloped in 92 and nobody knew. Nobody knew at all. We went to Reno, Nevada, got married at the Love Chapel by the Reverend Love.
And was just the pressures of the wedding just getting to be too much and then you just took off? Or?
Yeah, it was actually my mother that made me do it. We were still in the planning phases of the whole wedding,
mm-hmm.
and she was acting like it was her wedding, and she and I have completely different tastes. I'm a little more subdued and classic, and she's very gauche, and yeah, so she just took over, and everything she wanted to do, I absolutely hated.
That is great. And so was it your decision, and was your fiance on board with it in like 2 seconds?
Oh, yeah. He was totally on board. Yeah.
I think most
of she was so mad that we didn't get a wedding gift.
Is that right?
Aww. Yeah.
How long did it take her to get over it?
It took her a few years, but she always thought it was that my husband's idea, and she's always hated him. So
looking back at it, would you endorse it, or would you say don't do it?
You know, I would. My mother and I had tension before the wedding, so it probably wouldn't have mattered who husband was. You know, it just, mm-hmm. Every other aspect, it was perfect. I mean, it was the way we wanted it to be, and we were very happy with how it was done. And, she should be thanking me. I saved her a ton of money.
No one is calling to say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So
really? Nobody regrets it.
Doesn't look like anybody regrets it. I'm still searching.
But everybody's going to have people who are mad. Like, they, overall, it was a good decision, but like that girl's best friend was mad.
You figured they're going to get over it.
Right.
Good morning, Julie. You're on Q100.
Hi. My husband and I eloped last April, and we didn't tell anybody until about 4 months later.
Why a secret?
Well, just because we weren't ready to tell anybody either. I'm the baby of 7 kids, and we ended up actually having to tell them because I found out I was pregnant.
Okay.
So,
I understand the eloping. I don't understand once it's done why you can't tell your family you're married.
I think it's one of those things like, you know when you want to break up with somebody and you're ready to do it, but it just never seems like a good time? Or you're going to stop drinking and you start looking at the calendar and you're just like, it just never seems like a real good time to do it. You know you got to,
mm-hmm.
but there's always something on the calendar that will give you the excuse not to.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that?
Well, yeah, and my sisters were all excited about planning my wedding and everything. And I mean, it was going to be huge, and I just couldn't get up the nerve to tell them we had gone off and done it.
And you endorse it, or you regret it?
Definitely. I definitely endorse it.
Endorse it.
Right, I would do it again.
We found one that regrets it.
Okay.
All right, but as a general rule, if the Burt Show was going to make a general statement, it's like if you're thinking about eloping and the pressure has gotten to you, 9 out of 10 are calling saying they did it, people were mad, but they endorse it.
And they do it again.
But not Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Good morning.
Regret it.
How come?
Because none of my family knew for a year. We kept it a secret for a year. And when they found out, it was more hurt than anything. And I don't think my mom's ever really got over me getting married and not telling her.
How long ago was your wedding?
It'll be 4 years in August.
4 years, and she's still not over it.
No, she just was hurt that she wasn't there.
Did you do any sort of follow-up ceremony, party, event-type thing that she could be a part of?
Yeah, they threw us, like, a wedding, and all my family came down from New York, and, I mean, it wasn't big, but it was big enough. I think it made her happy, but she wishes that she could be a part of the first one.
Do you have sisters?
I have one sister. She's older than me.
Okay, and she got married already?
No, she's getting married in September. Okay. She's got three kids, and she's not married yet, so...
She's not allowed to elope. Mom will not have that. She's
changed to her mom until the wedding day.
Yes.
It'll probably been better if she did elope, but...
This part I can understand, like, how you would regret that. I think I've told the story before that I didn't ask Stacy's dad for her hand in marriage, because I thought it was just... I didn't think it was real. Like, even if he said no, I was going to go ahead and propose anyway, so it didn't... It just felt like... kissing butt. And looking back at it, A, he would have said yes, but B, it's his only daughter, and I feel like I robbed him of that's a unique experience, and I think it's probably one that he wanted in his life, and I feel like I took that away from him.
Did we ever ask that question, if there's anybody who asked that and dad said no?
Yeah, I think we have.
And how do you handle that?
It's gonna happen anyway, Pops.
Yeah, my dad probably would have said no if he would have known.
So I could sort of understand from the parents thing, like how you're looking at it going, you know what? It's the experience that they're going to have. And I kind of robbed them. But 9 out of 10 said, yeah, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Don't spend $28,000 or whatever the average cost
was. Save us the 30 grand and go to Vegas. Have a nice day.
Average cost. Let's go through some of these numbers right now. 28,800, as Jen said. The average number of guests now at a wedding, 167.
Yeah, that's average. I think that would be considered, like, small in some towns.
167?
I bet you had more than that at your wedding.
I don't think we did.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm almost positive. Stacy and I watched our wedding video a couple of weeks ago together, and I think she said it was less than 150.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why did you watch your wedding video?
I don't know. We were at, I don't know why she popped it. She popped it in, obviously. And she's like, you want to watch it? And there's only one answer in that case when you're the husband.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
of course.
What else? What else could I possibly want to do tonight?
I can't think of anything more fun than watch that.
Please turn off the game.
It took us 11 years to finally to watch it, but we did. The engagement ring average now is a little over $5,500. Your photography or your videographer, $2,500. The band's going to cost you $3,000. The rehearsal dinner's going to set you back about $1,100. The flowers, over $2,000. The wedding gown, I was surprised by this, $1,500?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at all the other expenses, that one wasn't even in the top five.
But some people spent $10,000 on their wedding gown and
easily.
More.
Yeah.
The chapel or the site fee is $435. The wedding planner, only 17% of brides actually use one, but when you do, it's going to set you back $3,200.
Ouch.
For a wedding planner. Your bartender is going to cost you $3,000. And your honeymoon is probably one of your biggest expenses, $3,800.
Which is understandable because you want to get the hell away from all the stress that you just had spending the first $27,000.
And as I said before, experts are saying that by 2012, the number will jump to $31,000 for their average wedding.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created committed lead for frustrated divers with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
All right, Wendy here had a pretty interesting weekend. She feels like she got bailed on over the weekend, and she's making a knee-jerk reaction to one of her friends. Like, she's ready to cut one of her friends off for what happened this weekend.
Well, actually, yeah, the number's already been deleted. No, but
wow. Jeez, really?
Yeah. That is a sharp knife that you wield, Wendy Adams.
Okay, well, I understand maybe a little bit more after last night, but still, that's pretty harsh.
But, the story goes, we were hanging out. She drove. She was supposed to drive me back. Ended up going over to Twisted Taco, and we were at door 44, which are right next door to each other. She ends up going to Twisted Taco with some mutual friends that we know and ends up leaving. No call, no nothing.
Was it just the two of you who went to the bar together?
Yes.
Nobody else.
Jeff is working under the assumption that there's more to this story than just your side. And that's why they left, because a good friend would never do that.
Well, she said, she did text me and say that she did come looking through door for me, all over door 44, and couldn't find me. It's not a big space. Door 44, there's one main room, and there's a downstairs, and I wasn't downstairs the entire night, and then there's a patio right outside, right out front. So you could pretty much see everybody in the bar, and it's really not that long of a walk to find anybody or to search for anybody. So she did say she went over there and searched for me, and then she went to Twisted Taco and looked for me and couldn't find me. But still, like, no text, no call, no saying, hey, I'm leaving, like, in a phone message. Mm-hmm. And she still says that she lost her phone or couldn't find it, and it ended up being, like, buried in her car. But the people that she was with, one person had my number. So if they were going to leave, they could have texted me.
Somebody could have found
you. Somebody could have texted me. And I got nothing. And she figured I went home with the people I was hanging out with, and I didn't.
And you had to walk home.
And I walked
at what time?
Around 3:30 in the morning. I walked from 12th Street to 26th Street.
Oh, Wendy, that is so unsafe.
Dangerous.
On Peachtree Street.
So dangerous.
Yes. And I was just
alone
furious,
in the dark by
alone.
Yourself.
I don't think I was scared the entire time. I was just furious and just like focused on getting home. I'm like, I don't even think I realized how long of a walk it was. Until, like, I drove it the other day.
I waited another month and a half and raised some money for breast cancer while you were doing that. So, you know.
The 2 day.
Mm-hmm. And bare feet. Yeah,
training.
So, yeah, I took off my heels, just walking furious, angry. So, I didn't get a text from her until 8 a.m. the next morning asking if I was okay, saying she just found her phone and her calls were dropping in and out, and she hoped I was fine. I got a couple of text messages from her, just call me, let me know if you're safe. And I didn't text her back until 3 p.m. letting her know I'm fine.
I think her story is going to be different. I think Jeff nailed it this morning. It would be like, I'm the pain in the ass to get out of the bar. And if Jeff asks me once, look, we're taking off, dude. You want to ride? Then let's go. And I put him off once, twice, three times. How many times is he obligated to stay there before he's like, screw it, we're taking off?
And I think that's what happened with you. And I think because you were drinking, you might not remember. But I think she said, hey, we're going to Twisted Taco. We're going to go there and look for Jen or whoever. We're going to have one drink and then we're leaving. And you said, okay, I'll come over there.
No, well, they had went over to Twisted Taco like earlier in the night, like way before like we were going to leave because we were bouncing back and forth. So she's like, hey, we're going to walk over to Twisted Taco. Meet us over there if you want. Then that was it. That was the last I pretty much heard. Like there was no like second time. There was no third time. It was once, hey, we're going to Twisted Taco. And then I didn't see her or the other people I knew the rest of the time.
Hey, Jay, you're on Q100.
Hey, Wendy, I feel for you, and that's a pretty awful thing to do to somebody, but I don't think it was, unless it was done vindictively, that's kind of doesn't really rise to the level of a friend excommunication, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a pretty serious deal. I mean, deleting someone from your phone, that's the ultimate step.
I think men and women handle this kind of thing differently.
Totally.
How would a guy handle it?
We'd be pissed at each other and then go out drinking again tomorrow.
Easily.
And you would just never discuss it?
This is one that as a guy, you wouldn't befriend him over. It's very, very difficult to lose
a
friend altogether as a guy. Like, you have to sleep with my wife or my girlfriend, and then not think twice about it.
And even then, if you were drunk, it might be forgiven.
Yeah, right.
It's also a different scenario, though, because you guys wouldn't be put into the same kind of danger that Wendy was put into.
I am vulnerable.
Shut up.
I am.
Walking home at 3:30 in the morning for you 12 blocks is completely different than Wendy.
I agree.
And then on Sunday, I had seen, we were at the same place, and I knew she saw me. There was no, like, apology. There was no coming up to me. And then I get a text when I do leave the place last night saying, I was going to talk to you after the concert was over, but you left. And then she said, I'm sorry, through a text message. Like, didn't come up to me the entire night. I was there for a good solid 3 hours.
But you didn't go to her either.
I had nothing, like, I shouldn't have to go to her.
Sure you should. You can go
I mean,
up to
either
her
way,
go,
you guys could have had the conversation last night.
Totally.
I mean, whoever could have initiated it.
Right, I guess.
Larissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
I guess.
Hey,
yeah. I went to UGA, and so we always had a big group of girls going out. And you never leave your girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
ever. I mean,
it is a worse offense to leave a wing woman than it is a guy.
No man left behind.
With women, you don't leave your friend.
Is it punishable by no more friendship though?
I think so, because that's a really dangerous situation, especially in Atlanta.
At least for a second, like, I mean, she has to think about, like, me, like, just being by myself. Like, I would not leave somebody. I would search and search and search until the place closed down if I couldn't find my friend. And even then, wouldn't you be a little worried if you didn't hear from your friend until, like, the next day?
Am I really calling your friend right now?
You're gonna in a sec, yeah. Because they're not even talking now.
I know, but, like, what do I say? Hi, this is Wendy's other friend.
We just make sure it's okay that she comes on the radio with us. Hey, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I just wanted to comment on the whole Wendy situation. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and I definitely side with Wendy on that. It's actually a similar situation happened to me before. I got left at a club and by a group of friends, and I was the only one that didn't get picked up. And they picked me up an hour later, and meanwhile, I was searching all over the place, freaking out. I had no idea where I was because I've never been there before. So I could definitely side with Wendy on not ever talking to them again.
But they came back and got you.
They came back an hour and a half later, no text, no call. All of a sudden, they just came back.
At least it was only an hour and a half, right?
Because I was out of state, never been there. So I could definitely side on Wendy on that one. I did end up talking to them again, but
I took a second.
Side on Wendy.
But the friendship was never the same after that?
I definitely wouldn't trust them to give me a ride home again. I've gone out with them quite a few times since, but I've definitely driven my own car.
Is it fair the other way around, like, Bert, when you do the French getaway? Like, are we allowed to sever our ties from you?
Sure.
You do the other way around.
That's why he keeps doing it over and over again. He's like, will you guys stop calling me?
I'm so afraid of that beer pressure because I've given it to everybody so much that when I try to leave a bar, everybody gives it back that I just bail. I go camo.
You disappear.
I just disappear.
All of a sudden you look around and all of a sudden there's no more Bert. It's like, what happened to him?
We were concerned for a while. And now
it's like,
now you don't even call.
He's bailed.
And you're just as tender and ripe as Wendy marching down the street all by yourself.
People looking at me. Look at that little spinner.
Yeah.
Come here, little boy.
Put some heels and lipstick on him and man, I could keep him under the bed.
Oh, man.
All right. I don't know.
I've never thought that before.
Let's call your little friend and let's hear her side of the story. And,
your little friend.
Because I don't think that this is punishable by no more friendship. How long have you guys been friends?
Wow, how long have I known? I don't know.
Since Thursday.
A couple of years. Like, since I've been here, really. Like, I knew her when I first started, so around probably like 1920.
What's her first name?
Her first name's Ariel. People here will know her.
Like the mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're blowing this out. Why can't you just say, you know what, I was really bummed by what happened on Saturday night? And she'll say, I'm sorry that happened that way. It'll never happen again. My mistake. And then it's over.
Yeah, apology would have been cool, like face-to-face.
Have you taken her off your MySpace yet?
No.
You're more upset that there wasn't a proper apology.
Or at least come up to me like, hey, dude, I'm really, really sorry. There's nothing. Like, even if it was in the middle of a crowd. Like,
hi,
at least
is this Ariel?
To the side.
Hi, this is Wendy's friend, Jeff.
Oh,
and
I'm still friends with Wendy.
Wendy wants to talk to you, but she wanted me to call and see if she could talk to you. So can we talk to you on the air? How come? She says she's not talking to you on the air, and if you want to talk to her, you can call her.
Wow. Okay.
Wendy says, "Wow. Okay."
I don't like this sense of maturity.
Bert doesn't like this sense of maturity. Can we just talk to you for like 2 minutes on the air? She's not going on the air.
Okay.
Okay. All right, bye. I agree with you, Wendy. She's a bitch. You're 100% right.
Nice. Why? Because she wouldn't go on the air?
Yes. And she was rude to me.
I just like Jeff on the phone, like sounding like he was a 20-something-year-old girl.
Seriously, I feel like I'm a high school.
I'm like Wendy's friend, and like I was just wondering if you like wanted to like talk to like Wendy.
It's funny because I'm looking at the phone calls coming in, and they're 100% split. Guys all calling up saying you're blowing it way out of proportion, and women calling up saying that is a pretty bad offense.
Is she like a good friend? I mean, are you guys like tight?
We've been hanging out a lot lately. Like we live in the same place now, like in the same complex. So, like, we've been hanging out a lot lately, and there's another situation that I can't get into that why we're friends. But, I mean,
I think if you just call her up,
y'all just chat it out.
Y'all chat it out. Yeah. It shouldn't. I mean, if you've known each other that long, 4 years, is that what you said? Three, 4 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would write her a letter.
Was
she rude to you on the phone?
No.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I think I like her more than you. And I got to be honest with you. After that whole exchange, Wendy, I don't understand your point of view at all. I think you're being mean to her.
The unfortunate part is now he has your friend's phone number, so he's going to call her over and over and over again.
Do it.
Want to go to Five Faces?
I can be an American girl.
You're so not happy.
No. You guys will talk. You'll work it out.
Work it out.
This is not a total deal breaker. It's a big red flag, but I think it's a miscommunication. And you were both drinking.
You should go call her right now.
Go call her.
Go call her.
Go call her.
Check your cell phone.
I'm sure I have.
No,
best
go
messages
call.
In the
go
world.
Call her right now so you can report back to us by 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Don't pretend it's a real like friendship thing. Pretend it's a radio bit. I do that all the time with Jessica.
The Burt Show.